I finally have a graded Bechinas from last time, so hopefully I don't get mad at the end. I do commend everyone. This is, I believe, the eighth year I've been giving this shiur, and this is the first time that everybody took the Bechina within a week of its being given. So I'm very impressed. Let's see if we can replicate that in the future.
We're just going to talk about the grades.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
So a few Likutei Barso Likutei on last time Shirin that we'll move on. We discussed various approaches among the contemporary Sfarim as to if and when to rely on the Kula, not to require a Heker, where there are other people at the table, or the Ra'ah, where there are people between husband and wife. So I just found, I never noticed this before, but in the Sefer Cheskas Tara, Cheskas Rosh, the Sfarim of Racha, who just passed away during COVID. This is published in Tuf Shin Lamed Aleph in 1974. Rabbi David Palmer once told me that Rav Schechter told him, which probably would go back 30 years or so, that at the time Rav Schechter thought this is the best Sefer Hilchos Nida. So Rav Chisvah Roth thinks that even though it's appropriate to be mafir, to require a hacker where there are other people present, that doesn't apply if you're in someone else's house. If you're at home, and there are other guests at the table, then you'd still need a heker. But if you're company at someone else's house, even at your parents' or in-law's house, he thinks there's no need for heker there if there are other people at the table, because you're not the balabas, you're not the bailim, you're guests, and we're not concerned about hergel aveira in that kind of environment. So especially given the way he presents it, that having a heker with other people around involves some degree of busha. So if you are at someone else's house, he thinks you could be makel, even though if you're at home, he thinks you should be machmir, even when there are guests. Okay. Number two, we had discussed last time, Rav Moshe's chiddush, that having a single serving portion, like a roll or a soda can, would be considered ki'ilu shulchan kara achas. And therefore, you couldn't split a soda can, even into separate cups, you couldn't split a challah roll into two separate portions, independent of, not talking about shirei machal, shirei mashka, just you take it from the fridge and pour it into two cups, or you take the roll out of the bread basket and cut it in two. So we noted that Rav Moshe's chiddush there, l'chumra, that others aren't so quick to accept. Deborah Tziner is one of those who wasn't quick to accept it. And in the Deborah Tziner's typically cheerful Lashon, he writes in Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Kaf Ches, Ber Moshe Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Kaf Ches. He says, Koser Moshe, he says, Tamiya Gedolahi Lassor Samutr Bevirur Veloshim Chashash. So Rav Moshe, he thinks, went too far in asering that which should be mutter. Even though Rav Moshe's orientation of psak was generally lakula, but here, avakan svaraso eno ola yafa v'garmu lo les or samutra bibirer v'hichmir shelo litzore klal. So he disagrees. The Deborah Tziner says, and he is daiti l'mashal v'bakbuk hatan in May Saratoga, is that sparkling water or some brand of water that they had in the 70s? Shaderech she'ish echa shosa kulo. So it's meant for one person to drink a can of bottled water. And he, irisamiya bakbuk hakatana zechati amayim osob b'liya shalom b'lum b'lishim tzavik sharel alabah laras inesho osob b'liya shalom b'loshim pikbuk. The Deborah Tziner argues on Moshe, says there's no problem even if you have a can or a bottle of water to pour into both of their cups. He says, Kavachomer from Shirei Kos, that Shirei Kos, if she already drank from it, now you can pour it into another cup and it's mutter. So here Noah drank from it. So here you're going to tell me it's usher? So that's what he says. Nishalti me echad shadarka lishto samei saratoga, oh club soda, me atzlochis atzma. Someone asked him, he would drink the club soda out of the can or out of the bottle. Hagam she'eno na, it's not proper to drink out of a can. Aval kan hu keno. So you didn't ask him that shayla. He was drinking out of a can anyway. Im shayla lisha samayim hanishu v'hatzlochis achar shehi arika miksasa me'hatzlochis v'sot v'diya shalav. So let's say she drank from this can already. Now he wants to pour the remnants of the can into his cup. Heshavti shemutter. Feel in my anisha, because of shalom, I am shishasim imenu, the kibbutz shem shirayim, the hurak, the chazar, the sachasach, is his mutter. So as we said, when it comes to shirei hakos, one of the ramaz kulas is that if you pour into another cup, there's no more isser shirei hakos. So kol shekin over here, she drank from the bottle, you pour into another cup, same thing. So he says that's baruch hashemesh, and he argues that Ramosha mikol vacho. Rabbi Forrest thinks, footnote 104, that maybe even Rav Moshe would agree to the Devert Senior's following point. The other Devert Senior says that if you take, he says Rav Moshe spoke about cans or bottles and rolls. So according to Rav Moshe, you take a challah roll, you split it in two, that would be usher. The Devert Senior says, if you're going to tell me that according to Rav Moshe, you can take a challah roll or bagel and take it from the bread basket and cut it in half and then put the other half back and have the woman take it, have your wife take it. So the Devert Senior says, if someone were to be machmir like that, based on Rav Moshe, ain shol min lo klal. So Rabbi Forrest suggests, although I'm not sure how compelling it is, that maybe if Rav Moshe would agree, Rav Moshe is talking about where we have a challah roll and you achila cut it in half. But let's say you take the challah roll from the bread basket, you cut it in half, take a half, then you put it back in the bread basket, and then your spouse takes it. So Rabbi Forrest says maybe Rav Moshe would be masking to that because that's a step removed. That's not like kara achas where you're splitting it in half. You're splitting it in half, putting it back, and then she's taking it. Not shirei machal, maybe it's not karachas. So the Devert Senior says, if Rav Moshe would be machmir there, he disagrees. Rabbi Forrest thinks maybe if Rav Moshe would agree there, but it's a little bit of a fine line to draw between that and just splitting it in half l'chachila from the beginning. Yeah?
Is the Forrest saying that the guy takes half and he just puts half back because he doesn't want it, and then everybody comes along and sees him like, oh, half, perfect, and she takes it? Or we tchila, there's a garel going on?
No, I think he's talking about where you did it. But when it comes to these things, it could be that how Rama would work. Meaning, if it's okay, so then there are certain, you know, there may be certain grounds for that kind of a harama. We'll talk about another application of that maybe a little bit later. Okay.
The first discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So Lamaisa, if you're at a meal and there's other people at the table at someone's house, you don't need a hiker.
Rabbi Willig is make it. Rabbi Willig is Mekel, you would never need a hecker for other people at the table, even at your house. Rabbi Cheska Roth is Mekel, like you're saying, in someone else's house, but not in your house. And a lot of the contemporary Sfarim or Machmer, even in someone else's house, they don't have this chiluk. So, whatever Shita, someone will say everything. Okay. Now, we also discussed last time on the exceptions of Shirei Hakos. In the Rama, in Se'if Gimel, so we noted the Lush and the Mordechai, and the difference between the Mordechai Kohen Beis and Mordechai Lefanenu, but the Rama's formulation over here was, Im Shasa Mikos V'Halchala, that if she drinks from the cup, and then goes away. Yesh amin shemutel lalisha samosa or the me'achas shekvar halcha ein kan chiba. So you have her shirei kos, she leaves, then it would be mutter. So what does that mean, she leaves? What is the scope and gather of leaving? So back in the Cheskasara, since we have it out, in Sukkot and Kaf, he thinks halcha la means leave the room. That even if she's going to stay in the house, but as long as she leaves the room, that would create a hefter for the husband to have her shiur kos. Why should that be so? Because the Mordechai equates this din of shiur kos to the din of atzas hamita, to making beds. And when it comes to making beds, as we'll see, there's a hefter where she's not there. So there she's not there presumably means she's not in the room. It doesn't mean she has to leave the house. And Rebbe Chisko Roth was Mesupuk, let's say she's in and out. She leaves a room, but you know she's likely to come back in 2 minutes. So is that now mutter, or the fact that she's about to come back doesn't create that heter of halchala? So he's not sure about that. Rabbi Forth points out, Funo 120, that even that comparison of Shirei Akos, Datsas Amita, may not be exact. Because Elosha Lemachad Ritzit Hei is Lo Yeshev. I'm sorry, no. The Lashon HaMechaber in Sifir Aleph, sorry, is Atsura Lahatsiya Mitasa Bifanav. So you can't make the bed in front of him. As opposed to here, V'holchala. So is there a mashmos that V'holchala is a different gedder than Bifanav? Would you say that not being Bifanav means not being in the room? Holchala is a more pronounced abandonment that maybe she has to leave the premises. So you raise that as a question. So, for example, what would you say, Rabbi Force asks, if you're at a wedding, and I guess you're sitting next to each other, if, you could contemplate such a thing as a mixed-city wedding where you're sitting next to your spouse, and she walks out, but she's coming back in 5 minutes. So, once she walks out, does that allow you to eat from her plate? Or do you say, that no, she walked out, I'm going to have to come back in a minute. So that's not the heter of the halchala. As we saw in the Pesach Tshuva, Yesh Lahakel, whatever the halchala is, if she in fact then comes back, it may still be mutter to continue drinking for the Shirei Kos, but, or we'll talk about machal in a moment, Shirei Machal, for the Ramah, but would you lechatchila say that's called the halchala if she walks out, but you know she's going to come back momentarily? Okay, he leaves that in Sarachian, probably Yesh Malka Mahachmer on that. Okay, now in the Mechaber, there's no mention of any Isser of Shirei Machal. The Mechaber only presents Shirei Hakos. However, the Darkei Moshe in Os Dalet quotes in the Kuntresin such an Isser of Shirei Machal. Not only Shiurei Hakos, and that's what the Ramah has in Sif Gimel, Yesh Omrim, Sha'asir Lalechol Mishiurei Machal Shala, Kemo Sha'asir Lishtos Mishiurei Kos Shala, Kemo Sha'yis Ba'er. What is this based on? So the Gaon here in Sif Katan Yud is Mitzayim the Gemara, that we've quoted many times already, Shabbos Sif Gimel, Achal Imi, Vishasaimi. So there's an equation of Achila Ushasiya. So this day in the Kutrasin assumes that equation applies to, or maybe that's the primary context, Shirei Machal, just like Shirei Akos. Not Achal Imi Vishasaimi Bakar Achas or Vishalchan Achad per se, but Achal Imi Vishasaimi. Meaning he ate my Shiurei Machal and drank my Shiurei Kos. Says the Shach, Sivkat and Ches. Lefisha, Rabbi Darkei Moshe, Kasav Dinzeh B'Shem HaKuntresim, Alkein Kasav Dinzeh B'Shem Yeshomer. So the Rabbi here in the Haggad quotes and says, Yeshomer, Yeshomer implies, or should imply, it's a Machlokas. After the Nisaiti, says the Shach, if not Moshe Machlokas, I go to Maimonides, B'Shem Yureyim, Mordechai, B'Shem Barash, Shemihem B'Kor Haidina, the Lo Yishta Mishirei Kos, Muchach Lehegid, the culture came to Lo Yochel Mishirei Machal Shala, the Adarabah, shesia nilma meachila. So says the Shach, the source of the din of Shiri Makal is from these Rishonim, the Urayim and the Avos Magnius, the Mordechai, and they quote an Isser of Achila as well. And the Shach says that is Mikol Shekei. So it makes sense, if there's an Isser Shiri Akos, there should be an Isser of Shiri Machal as well. It all comes from the same source. Sidrei Tara is not convinced. Not La Halacha, because La Halacha of the Sidrei Tara accepts the Ramah, but he's not convinced of the Shach's argument that this is Lekulei Alma and Mikol Shekei. Number one, the Beis Hillel Sefer in the Berakos Habayis quotes in Orchos Chaim, who's Beferish, that there's only an Isser of Shirei Kos, and it does not extend to Shirei Macha. Number two, there isn't necessarily a Kol Shekei the way the Shach says. When it comes to Shesia, so then drinking Shirei Mashka, Shirei Akos, demonstrates a certain Chiba, because it's not normal to drink from the Shirei Akos of someone else. But that's not necessarily relevant to Shirei Machal. It's more normal to eat Shirei Machal than it's to drink Shirei Akos. You would never drink someone other than your wife's drink, but you may drink someone other than your wife's, you may eat someone other than your wife's food. So the Sidrei Tara is not arguing l'halacha on the Ramah, he's just saying that it's not muskam, you have to be choshesh, you may have to be choshesh shirei l'halacha, but it's not muskam the way the Shach presents it. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says as well, here in Se'if Yudbeis. So whether or not it's muskam, largely or not, but l'maisa, we accept, Ashkenazim at least, accept this chumrah of, we'll see, Rav Avadya thinks that's farther, maybe should also, Rav Avadya does not, he quotes that some Sfarim did, then he's right, but at least for Ashkenazim, we accept this chumrah of the Rambah, that there's an Isser of Shirei Machal as well. However, the Taz tells us in Sukkot and Dalid, that whatever kulos apply, as we saw last time, the various kulos of the Raman Sifdalit to Shirei Akos, they apply to Shirei Machal as well. So the Taz's example is Hisik Akar Beinehem. So if someone else eats the leftovers in the interim, then that removes the shame Shirei Machal, and then you can continue eating from your wife's leftovers. The Taz says, "V'chein b'chol kulos sheyesh nansham yesh b'zeh." Whatever kulos the Ramah tells you in Sif Dalet for Shirei Kos, apply to Shirei Machal as well. So, is that true across the board? So, Poskim discuss: is this true for the equivalent of pouring? We said that if you have Shirei Kos, you can pour that into another cup, and then that removes the shame Shirei Kos. Does the same thing apply to solid foods? That if there are Shirei Machal on your wife's plate, and then you put it on another plate, then suddenly you can eat that food without restriction. So the Sugah B'Shoshanim is Mekel on this. I finally brought in the Sugah B'Shoshanim, published by Rabbi Eliyahu Shmuel Wind in 1978. Haskam is from the Minchas Yitzchak and Ramosha. So he's Mako. He points out this may be dependent on what is the basis for the heter of pouring Shirei Kos to another cup when it comes to drink. So the Beis Hillel Sefer, when he presents the heter of Horaka Mikos Elikos Acher from the Elis Magnus from the Urayim, he presents it as Nishtana. Now when you pour into another cup, it's not the same drink as when it started. There's a Shinoi in the Mahus of the drink. And the Chacham HaSadam has a different explanation. Chacham HaSadam klal kuf tazayin osalid. Kuf tazayin osalid. Chacham HaSadam says that when you're pouring into another cup, so then that's a heker. And as a heker, it'll minimize the possibility of hergal davar. The Aruch HaShulchan says something along those lines in Os Yud, that batla his karvus, that if you're pouring from another cup into another cup, so then it's a step removed from your wife, and you don't have that level of korva engendered by drinking shiurei hakos. So it says, the sugat v'shoshanim, nafkamina between these reasons would be our question, does the heter of haraka apply to solid foods as well? If we accept the basic Yosef that the heter by shiurei mashke is because there's a shinoi, because the drink itself, the liquid, is changing. It's changing its tsura in a sense, in that it's in a different receptacle. It's not the same drink that it was. So that doesn't apply to solids. It's the same piece of meat, whether it's on page one, on plate one or on plate two. But if the issue is one of heker, that by pouring into another cup, there's a heker, balis garbus, so that would apply to shiurei machal as well. So the Sugat Bashoshinim just points out that the only Tzad Chumra here is based on the Beis Yosef of Nishtana. The Beis Yosef himself is makel that there's no Isser of Shirei Machal to begin with. So for that reason, Yesh Lahakel Lemaisa, to put the Shirei Machal on another plate, and that would be Matir. So quotes Rabbi Morgenstern and Meshem Rafael Yashiv. So says Rabbi Willig Lamaisa, and that's the pashas of the Taz. The Taz says that all the kulos in Sif Dalid apply to Shiurei Machal as well. Some of the contemporary poskim have some levels of distinction within Machalim. So, for example, Rav Avner distinguishes between a food that needs a plate and a food that doesn't need a plate. So if you're eating meat with gravy, you're eating a stew, a cholent, so that's not something that you would eat from the table, that needs a plate. So then, changing to another plate is significant enough to be matir. But if you're eating an apple, and your wife takes a bite out of the apple and then puts it down, and then you put it on another plate, you don't need the plate doesn't add any value to the act of eating that apple, and therefore simply putting it on another plate would not be matir the shiurei machal. Minchas Yitzchak says basically the same thing. Chelek Zayin Minchas Yitzchak Simin Ayin. But again, it sounds like most poskim are makel without that distinction for shiurei machal, that putting it on another plate would be matir. That's how Rabbi Forth presents it, page 72, as well. What is considered shiurei machal? It says the Badi Yashochan Sukkata Nun Aleph, if you have two pieces of meat on the plate, and your wife eats half of one piece, but doesn't touch the other piece, that second piece doesn't have the din of shiurei machal. The fact that it happens to be on your plate, if it was untouched, doesn't make it shiurei machal. So whatever piece she ate from would be shiurei machal. Anything else would not. And Rav Moshe basically accepts that nekuda as well in Chelek Aleph Simen Tzadi Aleph. Chelek Aleph Simen Tzadi Aleph. But Rav Moshe there happens to be machmir on Horaka. So Moshe writes, Kisha etzem ha'chila chelak alef sadi alef yerdei. Kisha etzem ha'chila heim b'ka'aros b'yuchados, ach she'ira shelo achla kol ha'chasichos, she'zeh gam la'achar she'en ha'bayla ha'isan ha'senos la'achol, So if there are multiple pieces of meat, and there's something untouched that she in theory would give to someone other than her husband because it was untouched, there's no escarbus there, there's no issur shiri macha. He says, in theory, you could then even eat it once she's finished. You could maybe even eat it from the same plate, but he thinks it should be machmir on that. But in that tshuva, Rav Moshe thinks that putting, when it comes to that which is actually shiri machal, he's machmir that putting it on another plate would not work. Against, as Rabbi Arya points out, that's against the Pashas of the Taz, and against the various poskim that we quoted a moment ago. So again, on this question of putting solid foods on another plate to remove the shayla of shiri machal, Rav Moshe is machmir. Rav Vosner and the Minchas Yichah have a distinction between something that etzem needs a plate and something that doesn't need a plate. And the Pashas of the Taz, which is how Rav Yashar paskind and Rabbi Willig and Rabbi Forst, and what seems to be Sugava Shoshanim, what seems to be the majority opinion among poskim, is that you make it across the board on putting it on a separate plate to obviate the problem of shirei mach. Okay. Badir Shulchan, Sifkata Nun Gimel, and Shevet Levi both point out that there's no problem using the same toothpaste tube, because the Isser of Shiri Machal is limited to Machal, and we don't eat toothpaste. And Rabbi Arya points out that's along the lines of what the Pisei Tshuva quotes in Sifkat and Vav from the Yad Eliyahu about tobacco, that using the other one's tobacco would not be a problem of Shiri Machal, but bigger problems. Okay. And again, as I mentioned Aga before, Rav Avadia writes that even though he quotes the Ben Ishai was Machmir, like the Ramah, Rav Avadia presents it as the Minig of Eidot Mizrach being Makel on Shirei Machal. Sound right? Hasn't come up. Okay. The Sugaba Shoshanim in Perek Vav Se'if Yud Aleph So he's Mesupuk about that which the Minchas Yitzchak recorded earlier though with Mutter. If a woman drinks out of a bottle or a can, and then you pour the contents of the can into another cup for the husband, is that considered to be horaka? Because even though it is considered nishtane, but maybe that's not called a heker. Maybe it's not called a heker because you don't normally drink from a bottle. If you're drinking from a cup, and then you pour into another cup, so that's a heker, because the norm would be to drink from the same cup. The fact that you're pouring into another cup, that's a heker. But he assumes the norm is not to drink from a bottle, so even if the wife drank from the bottle against proper etiquette, and then you pour it into a cup for the husband, maybe that's not considered to be a heker. So he leaves out the Tzarech Iyun, as we saw before, the Ber Moshe was make on this. Maybe that depends on what the norm is. I won't embarrass anyone, but would you say that the norm is to drink from a can or from a bottle?
Like the small ones?
Yeah.
Yes.
Without a straw. Okay. So maybe the Sugaba Shoshanim, this was written in the 1970s, so maybe 45 years later, he would agree that societal norms have changed, Or maybe society has disintegrated. Yeah.
Why should it depend on the norm? If they're pouring from the bottle into a cup, davka to fulfill this din of horaka, so that in itself should be a heker. They're doing it for that purpose.
Well, he's saying heker has to have some objective appearance, meaning heker is you're doing something different than the norm. So if the norm would be, if there was no cheshvin, the normal thing to do would be the husband would pick up the wife's cup and drink. So now you're doing something different than the norm. But the norm isn't to drink from a can, so then you're not doing anything different than you normally would if you're going to drink. That's what he says. Deborah Senior probably didn't see things that way. He assumed this is Deborah Poshet, that who I did. And I don't think they were drinking from cans in Deborah Senior. Okay. Rabbi Karp, Sivkata Mem Aleph, quotes from Shlomo Kluger and from the Shaul Lameshiv in his Yosef Das that there's no Isser Shirei Machal when it comes to tasting. It's if you're cooking something and you just take a tiny amount to taste it, that doesn't render the contents of the pot her machal that would then engender an Isser of Shiri Machal. Now, it happens to be that Rav Shlomo Kluger, this is Elif Shlomo Sibu Reish Kav Zayin, he's talking about a more limited context. He's talking about where someone, the wife, let's say, is chewing up food to soften it for the baby, and then the baby doesn't eat everything, and the husband wants to finish it up. So he says, that's not derechiba, and therefore it's mutter. So the way Rabbi Karp quotes it, it sounds like he's assuming huadin, that tasting a little bit also, that doesn't make it shirei machal, because there's no derechiba, that's just to taste it, even though Shlomo Kluger doesn't exactly talk about that context. I didn't. Shlomo Meshiv quotes from one of his farim, the Yosef Das, which I didn't look up, so I don't know how he says it inside. Okay. So that is shirei machal. The next related achila shesia harchaka is mezigas hakos. So this emerges from the sugya in Ksubas and Daf Samach Aleph in the context of melachos that a woman performs for her husband as part of the drabanan contractual relationship where there are certain chiyuvei ish and certain chiyuvei habal. So one of the chiyuvei ha'isha is hatas amita. That's the Mishnah on Nuntes Amud Beis. And in that context, the Gemara tells us on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph where the Mishnah said that even if a woman has four maidservants and is sitting on her throne all day and has no worry of the world, she still has to do certain melachos libayla. And there the Gemara says, Amr Yitzhak bar Chananya, Amr Huna Afabisha, Amr Yosheves Bechatadra, Aval Mosegas al Kos, Mosasa Samita, Amr Chesas al Panagadar Ragla. Still, she has to dilute his cup, she has to make the bed, and she has to wash his hands and feet. Amr Yitzhak bar Chananya, Amr Huna, Kal Malachas, Jeisha Osa Labaila, Nida Osa Labaila. Whatever housework a woman normally does on behalf of her husband, she must do so even if she's a Nida Chutz. So our concern for the moment is Mezigas HaKos. The Gemara continues, Shmuel Mechalfali Dvisu Biyada Dismala. So when Shmuel's wife is a Nida, she would serve him his cup or do the Mezigas HaKos with her left hand. The Gemara quotes other Amorayim that invoked various shinuyim to put it on a couch, to put it on a bench, or to put it on a pillow. So some shinoy involved in the mezigas hakos. So what are the parameters of this iser mezigas hakos for ishto nida. The Yosef quotes Yagos Maimonides, the same Yagos Maimonides we quoted last time, Perikid Aleph Yitzuri Dia Os Lamed, who quotes from the Uraim. Perish. Linzoglo, this is before he gets to the Uraim, Linzoglo Kos, Lahoshit Lo, Kiderashi Osakashi Tahara. So do we will, for the moment, translate Meziga Sakosis diluting, the wine of Chazal that needed to be diluted with water in order to be fit for consumption, the Meziga Sakos of Leila Seder that we're approaching. So Limzo Glokos, Lahoshilo, to dilute the wine to extend it to him, to give it to him. Kiderashi Osakashi Tahara, Shizo Davar Shel Chiva. So limzog lo kos lihoshit lo, to dilute the wine to give it to him, that's considered to be derech chiba. Then he quotes the kos of re'eim, the re'eim, the lo be'inan shinoi el kishashneim yachad. So when is it that the Gemara requires a shinoi? The Gemara gives it examples of different amirayim that invoke different shinoiim. That's only if you're doing both the meziga and the hoshata. You're diluting the wine and you're extending the wine. Aval meziga below hoshata, hoshata below meziga. But if you do either or, one without the other, then afila below shinoi mutter. Then you don't even need a shinoi. So the Ghost Maimonides says the whole iser meziga sakos, it's a package deal. It's only iser if you do the meziga and the hoshata. So if you dilute the wine and give it to your husband, that's a problem. If you dilute the wine and leave it on the table, or someone else dilutes it and you give it to your husband, that is heter gomer even without a shinoi. Then, says the Yagos Maimonides, the nira mizika hamur b'gemara hainu dafka mizika b'mayim. When we talk about mizika, we mean, as we said, diluting the wine with water. Ava mizika min akli kemosha anu osim ein nira mizekir daf. But simply to pour a cup of wine from the decanter into the cup, that doesn't engender any kirur das, and that's heter gomer. So the Ghost Maimonides has two kulas relative to what you might have thought, relative to what we'll see other Rishonim say. Number one, the whole Isser only gets off the ground if you do two actions. Number one, Meziga, and number two, Hoshata. And kula number two is that Meziga means kipshuto, diluting the wine with water, but simply pouring would not be a violation of Mizigas Hakos. That's the Yagos Maimonides. And as we'll see, the Mechaber, the literal reading of the Mechaber, simple reading of the Mechaber sounds like the Yagos Maimonides. Take a look just quickly, Sif Yud, then we'll come back to it later. It's a question we'll see whether Bafanov is disagreeing with the Mechaber modifying. So the Isser is Limzog, Ulahanicho, to dilute it and to place it in front of him. LMK Tasa Shem Hacker. Fine. But according to many other Rishonim, the Isser Meziga stands alone, independent of Hoshata. So just before that, what bothers some of the Rishonim here, and what moves them not to say like the Uraim, not to say like the Ghost Maimonides, is that Hoshata is already Aser. Hoshata is not, the Isser of Hoshata is not limited to a kos. Hoshata applies to anything. So there's nothing added by telling me that the Isser of Meziga is only Meziga and Hoshata. So to that, the Ghost Maimonides says no. Hoshata, for everything else, as we saw, is of later origin. That's based Midrash Shal Rashi. But Medina de Gemara, there's no Isser Hoshata. Then a Hanami. The only Isser Hoshata that we have in the Gemara is an ingredient in Mezigas HaKos, and that's where Rashi got the more expansive Isser Hoshata from. It's an extension of Mezigas HaKos, which includes Hoshata, and Rashi extended that to Hoshata of anything. But Medina the Gemara, there's no Isser Hoshata beyond Mezigas HaKos, and for the Ghost Matthews, for Shemi Reim, that is the gather of Mezigas HaKos, Mezigas plus Hoshata. Yeah?
Isn't the
Lashon
the Hanacha in the Mechaber or no?
The Mechaber says Hanacha, not Hoshata, we'll have to see how Dafka, meaning, it seems to be based on the Ghost Maimonides, but maybe we understood that Hoshata, the thrust of Hoshata is putting it in front of the husband, not necessarily handing it to him. Okay. The Rashba assumes that the Isser Mezigas HaKos applies independent of Hoshata. Simply doing the act of Mezigah is going to be Aser. Taras Abayis HaAruch Gimel Amud Beis Mezigas HaKos Lefi Shehu Hergal Aveira V'yem Shimsa LeHeker Mutter. Masha Amru, because the Gemara of the Heker of Smol, v'lo lahoshita lo miyad Smol lo liyadoka Amar. When we talk about a Heker of using the Yad Smol, it doesn't mean handing it to him with the left hand. She says, "Well, filu b'kelim d'alma." So that's always going to be Aser. It's always Aser to do Hashata. Al shaisa mozeges u'manachas al al shulchan miyad Smol la'ker ba'alma. That the act of Meziga and putting it on the table was Biatzmo Lehakera de Alma. Okay. But in the Rashba, it sounds like there is an Isser of Mezigah itself that stands independent of Hoshata. And the Ritva, Samach Aleph of an Aleph in Ksuvis. So the Ritva is... This is the context we quoted with earlier, who holds that Hoshata is mutter ayde heker, right? Only Hoshata, normal Hoshata is aser, Hoshata ayde shinu is mutter. So this is the context in which the Ritva says that. Mezigas HaKos. So Ritva writes, Samach Aleph min Aleph v'hada asru. Acherim pirshu. The Mezigas Kos Orcha de Milsa Nakat Vuadin Shar Dvarim Sha'asa Litol Mimena Bimei Nidusa. So we talk about Mezigas HaKos that includes a Hoshata. That's Orcha de Milsa, but there is a Hoshata that's Asa for anything. Niu Aide Shino Imotu Bishar Dvarim Afil Bimei Nidusa. Hoshata Bishar. Aydeshin is mutter, Masha Eken b'mezigas HaKos. But Hoshata is going to be Aser b'mezigas HaKos. So I think what he's saying in that line, Mirai de Shinoi Mutter Bishar Dvarim, Afilu Bimeni Dusa, Masha Enkin Vizigas Kos, is that when it comes to Hoshat of anything other than Kos, you can give it directly to your wife, Ayide Shino. Masha Enkin Vizigas Kos, where there you need another level of Shinoi beyond that, meaning the Shinoi of using Yad Smol, or the Shinoi of putting it on the pillow or on a bench, is a higher grade Shinoi. So the Shinoi necessary there is more than the Shinoi necessary for regular Hoshata. I think that's what he's saying there. And then he says, V'yesh Omrim, the Mezigas HaKos HaSura, Hainu Kishenosenes Mayim B'yayin, V'nosenes Lefanu. That the problematic mezigas hakos is where she dilutes the wine with water and places it in front of him, the ika hergel. Aval harik minakli lakos v'laseis lefanav al shulchan mutter. But simply pouring would be mutter. The only iser is diluting the wine, but pouring wine takav would be heter gamur. The eno nafan. And the Mizrah argues and assumes l'halacha that the Isser Mezigas HaKos applies to pouring as well, not just to diluting. So the Rizva thinks that the Isser Mezigas HaKos applies not only to diluting but to pouring as well. And the Isser Mezigas HaKos requires placing it down in front of the husband. Yeah, so to Usher's point on the Lashon L'Mechaber, and the Mechaber says L'Anicha L'Fanav, so that's how the Torah quotes this. The Torah has a Lashon of L'Anicha L'Fanav. The Beis Hillel say quotes out of Gos Manlius, and it does sound like the Psak in Shulchan Aruch is based on that of Gos Manlius, that you need both Meziga and Hoshata to violate the Isser Mezigas HaKos, but it sounds like the Mechaber kind of understood that Hoshata is lav dafka in light of other Rishonim that talk in terms of Hanacha. So the way it comes out of Shulchan Aruch is that the Isser is placing it in front, lav dafka hoshata, because hoshata is going to be usur anyway, in any situation. Has a lashon of hanafa? The Ramban has Tanichenu Lefana B'Shulchan, and the Rashba has Menachas al Shulchan. Okay. But the Baal HaShulchan points out in Sifkat and Kuf Lamed that the Levush is Machmir, that either one alone is also a problem. That to do Mezigas HaKos without the Anacha, or the Anacha without the Mezigas HaKos, would also be Aser. And he also points out in Sukkot Kuf Lamed Aleph that even according to the Mechaber, even if you assume that the Yisr is only to do both, but let's say you're going to do the Mezigah at the table, so that would be considered, even though you're only doing the act of the Mezigah, but if it's in front of your husband, that's essentially Mezigah and Hanacha at the same time. So what's the story with this Bifanov that the Ramah adds over here in Sif Yud? Take a look at the Shach. The Shach in Sifkat and Yudalit. Babakasav da'afa pisha mezika shalom Bifanov. Even if you do the mezika in the kitchen, in manicha l'sholcham Bifanov aser. But if you're going to do the hanacha in front of him, that's aser in and of itself. The af hagos maimdias the dafka vidika tarvai in the ziga vashata hu da aser mo de bezeh. And the Baal thinks that when hagos maimdias says you need to do both, it doesn't mean that you have to do both b'fanav. As long as you do one b'fanav, as long as you do the hanacha b'fanav, that's enough. Vein tarach lo amur kishu yodeya shi mozegos es hakos. The game is Yidich al Shulchan b'fanav, Chashiv k'mizig b'fanav, Gam kein v'aser, Ad kan dvarav of the Bach. That even if the mizig is shalom b'fanav, if the anach is b'fanav, that's a problem. The ein dvarav muchrachim, Gam yidivay rush perikei d'ksubis, muchach, the shalom b'fanav, leka isura klal. So here the Shach seems to be saying against the Bach that if you do the Mezigah Shalom B'Fanav, even if you're doing the Hoshata / Hanacha B'Fanav, that's okay against the Bach. And in the Sugava Shoshanim, Perek Ches of Gimel, Rabbi Eider, page 174, and others, they point out that there seems to be a stira between this shach and the shach in Sifkata and Yud Gimel. Let's look at the shach in Sifkata and Yud Gimel. First, he quotes in the Bach, Matzasi Kasev Droshes Merashmi Ostreich, the Shalokidin Osen Abali Batim Shemanich and Nishosei Elisa Kaaros V'Chayosi Behen Ala Shochan Midi Dahava Mitzikas Akos. So the Merashmi Ostreich thought that just like there's an iser of mizigas hakos, there's an iser of preparing food as well, and preparing and placing a plate of food in front of your husband. We'll come back to that. Niu l'mashikas of hakos, ma'am yisu shem yureim, di mizigah below ashato, ashato below mizigas mutter, afil below shinoi, kvadim b'kara, d'leka lo shata, d'shari. But if you assume that even when it comes to Mezigah Sakos, the Yisr is only Mezigah plus Hoshata, and here, when it comes to food, you're only doing the equivalent of Hoshata, it should be Mutter. We'll get back to that. That the issur is limited to diluting wine with water, but not pouring drinks. So then also there shouldn't be an issur by food. The onira da filin tim salomer dinasina sakara la shulchan. Even if you'll argue that no, putting the plate of food in front of your husband is like pouring a cup, to bring a serving tray or a tray that multiple people eat from is okay. But to bring a plate of food that is miyucha labayla would be aser. Kenmucha b'tan de'elio, mashikasa sefer truma, da'af lo shalte b'lvad, kishayim oshino aser b'machal u'b'mishte. U'lefizeh, mashra d'machmer gamkein b'shar mashkin. So we'll come back to some of these points in a bit. The chumra of food and the chumra of shar mashkim. But here it sounds like he's saying that if it's a kli hamiyucha labayla, so then it would be usur to take the plate of food from the kitchen, prepare it in the kitchen, and put in front of your husband at on the table. So in a second. In sif katan yudalid, he sounds like the shach is arguing on the bach that shalob b'fanav is mutter. Meaning, if you're going to do the mezigah shalob b'fanav and then put it in front of your husband, that'll be mutter. Sif yugimel, it sounds like if you're going to be machmir on food, that there's an equivalent to by food, to prepare the food inside the kitchen and to bring it and put the plate in front of your husband would be usher. So that's the equivalent shalob b'fanav, the mezigah shalob b'fanav, the preparation of the plate shalob b'fanav. So the Sugah v'Shoshanim and Rabbi Eider, based on Masas HaShekel, say must be the chilek is the Mechaber Me'ikaradin is passing like what he says in Sifkat in Yudalid, that there's no Isser shalob b'fanav. What he writes in Sifkat Yina Gimel is L'chumra, that Mios Tov, you should be Machmir, even if the Mezigah / preparation of food is Shalob B'fanav. But what he writes in Sifkat Yina Yudalid is L'dina. Shevet Levi quotes another approach to answer this apparent stira in the Shach, which he doesn't like. He quotes from the Pre-Dea that maybe the distinction is between Yayin, which is the subject in Sifkatan Yudalid, and Ochlin, which is the subject in Sifkatan Yud Gimel. Because when it comes to wine, the norm was to do the mezigah at the table. So then, to do the mezigah in the kitchen, Shalob b'fanav is a significant departure from the norm. When it comes to achila, the norm is to prepare the food in the kitchen and then bring it to the table. So there, doing the preparation in the kitchen is not a departure from the norm, and therefore bringing it and placing the food in front of your husband would be usur. So the Shevet Levi finds that unattractive, because that's basically saying we're more machmir on achila than shisia, even though the iser mezigas hakos, that's din of the Gemara, whatever the extension is. The iser extending that to achila, so that's of late origin, if we accept that at all, as we'll talk about Behem Sheikh. So he finds that explanation difficult in the Shach. So the more attractive explanation is what we began with, based on Matzah Shekel, to distinguish between the Dina and L'chumra. Now, the Shachter also alluded to the Rashba, and this is how the Beis Yosef understood the Rashba, that the Isser is limited to wine, limited to Mezigas Yayin. We saw the Ritva extended it to pouring wine, but for the Rashba, the Isser is only for wine, not for other mashkin, and for the Rashba, not for other foods. In the Ritva, it sounds more like the thrust of the Isser is on the Hoshata end, as opposed to on the Neziga end. And that's why the Ritva is Machmir for Shar Mashkim as well. Sorry, that's why the Ritva is Machmir for pouring as well, not just for diluting. But if you're Machmir on pouring, then it's reasonable to potentially extend the Isser to Shar Mashkim as well, which was a position that the Shach quotes from the Marash Ostreich that extends it even to Achila and from the Sefer HaTruma. Rabbi Morgan and Rabbi Forrest quote from the Sefer Manig. The Sefer Manig says the Isser Mezigas HaKos applies to, or pouring a cup, applies to water as well, but that seems to be a relative Shitas Yachid. But common practice is like the Chumrah reflected in the Shachir Sakatin Yagimel to assume that the Isser Mezigas HaKos applies to other Mashkim as well, and applies to pouring, not just to diluting. And that is generally the common practice. Rav Avadia is makel on this by Shar Mashkim. But common practice is to be machmir. The Aruch HaShulchan has the following line. Litzok yayin mikan kan l'soch hakos asurim zelazeh. So you can't pour wine from the container, from the decanter, into a cup. V'chein l'hoshed es hakos zelazeh. And you can't extend the cup to your spouse. So Rabbi Ida points out, that sounds like he's presenting this as two standalone Isurim, that the Anacha would apply even without any Meziga. Which is what we quoted from the Levush. Now, if the Isser is only the fun of, as the Ramah tells us, so what is considered the fun of? The Shevet Levi says that it's not enough to just close your eyes or turn your back to obviate the fun of situation. That if you're there and your wife's bringing you a cup and putting it in front of you, so closing your eyes doesn't help, and turning your back doesn't help. Badi Yosholchan is inclined to be making on that. Sifkat and Kuflam Medalid, Nirish and Machzir Asma Lachorav, Mutrala Lahanicha al Yosholchan, the Eino Tsarech Latzeis Menacheda, Alakosha Eino Roa Masa, Eino Derechiba, U Mutter. And so Gavash HaShanim is the topic about this Perek Zayin, Se'if Dalet. The Sugah B'Shor Shanim makes the following point. Parakei Se'efei. He thinks, in Stagger, the following. That what one may have argued, even if you would accept the minimalist approach in Rishonim, that the Isser only applies to diluting wine, it doesn't even apply to Sharmashkim, you could have made a reasonable assumption that that would apply to other drinks where there's some preparation needed to prepare. So if you're going to have a coffee with sugar and milk, so then there are multiple ingredients to get that drink to a state of readiness. So even if you'd be mako on soda, let's say in theory, maybe to make coffee with sugar and milk, that would be more akin to the mezigas hakos of Chazal, because you're doing something to prepare a drink, and that may be more derechiba. So it could be that would be more meikra din lekuliam. But, says the Sugah B'Shor Shanim, if you're making your wife a coffee, and she would only drink coffee with milk and sugar, and you prepare the coffee with the milk without the sugar, so maybe that's an incomplete action, because in practice that drink is not ready-made for her. So maybe that would be mutter, even if you have all the other ingredients of meziga and hanacha.
I thought that you're allowed to pour for her, she can't pour for you.
So this isser goes bidirectionally. The isser shiure kos or shiure machal is one directional. The isser mezigas hakos is bidirectional. So that's what the Sugah B'Shor Shanim suggests. Rabbi Forth passing that way as well, page 80. Rabbi Willett thought that's correct, lahalacha, that if it's something that requires a few acts of preparation and you leave out one of the steps, so the drink is not ready made, then even if you're going to do everything b'faneha, that would be mutter. Now she'll have to put in the sugar or the milk herself. Okay. Gabe, to your point, if Sif Yud Gimel, Kishem Shasur Lim Zoglo, Kafu Asur Lim Zoglo. So the Isser of Mezigas HaKos goes bidirectionally. Okay. Based on Rashba. Now, yeah.
Common practice is
Shiloh Lefanav Mutter. Common Shiloh Lefanav in which direction? On which front?
Pouring, her pouring Shiloh Lefanav or him pouring Shiloh Lefanav.
So common practice would be to pour Shiloh, to present it Shiloh Lefanav would be Mutter. But Meziga Shiloh Lefanav we would be Machmirah. Because the Iker, the poskim assume that the Iker of the Bifanav is on the Hoshata / Hanacha front.
So, like, husband would have to pour it and then the wife could present it to him?
The husband would, well, who's preparing what?
I don't know, if you're preparing something for the husband, so
right.
The husband himself would need to pour it, and then the wife, in theory, can present it to him, Shiloh Lefanav. I don't know, that would be only...
Right, if you want to give your wife a drink, so then you couldn't put it on the table before now. Right.
You can't pour Shiloh Lefanav.
Correct. Without a shinuyim. So what are the shinuyim? So, again, the Gemara, we have two general types of shinuyim. One, bi'atzmo, and the other, placing it in a non-standard location. So, the Rambam doesn't quote the shinuy of bi'atzmo, but the Shulchan Aruch does. The Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Yud has both Yad Smol, O Tanitana Lakaro Keses, Afil Biad Yamina. Rabbi Kara points out that maybe the Rambam left out Smol because the Yomav, maybe that wasn't such a shinuy. Maybe people were ambidextrous or they would take no care into what hand they would extend a cup. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan thinks that the Shinui that we're talking about, the Shinui of record, is extending it, you're starting in your right hand and putting it in your left hand, and then putting it down with your left hand. But along the lines of what Rabbi Karp suggested, Rabbi Morgenstern, of course, from Rabbi Yashiv, Periches, Puno Samach Aleph, and nowadays he thought you shouldn't rely on the Shinui of small, because people don't really pay attention to what hand you're serving with. And therefore, the recommended Shina would be the other class of Alakar Alakeses, or the post can say the equivalent of that would be to put it at a distance from where the norm would be. That is for Hanafa.
That wouldn't help for...
Right. The Shinoyim are Shinoyim in Hanafa. There's no real Shinoy in the Mesiga. Okay, I guess we'll stop here for today, and next time we'll pick up with the extension of this Isser Mezikas HaKos to Sha'ar Ma'achalot. Again, just to your point, Eitan, if you, for the Ramah, it should be Mutter if any stage is Shalom Defana. But Lamaisa, we're Machmir, maybe like Bechomer Leshach and other of the later poskim to ask her where the mezika is, even shalom. Okay, when is next time? Are you random Sunday?